introducing, presenting the Rambam's Hilchot Tshuva. Usually the Rambam, when he begins a new set of halachot, he starts with presenting the mitzvah, to mitzvah doraita, mitzvah taseim in a Torah, to do such and such and such. A few occasions, the Rambam begins, and it's Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, by giving us a fundamental background in terms of understanding the mitzvah, the reason for the mitzvah, whatever it might be. Often comes two good examples which are well known to us, Hilchot Chanukah, instead of beginning immediately with the Halachot of the Neirot Chanukah, Hallel, whatever it might be, the Rambam begins by telling us the story behind Chanukah, the miracle of Chanukah. As if to say that, you know this story in history, you know this aspect of history, then the mitzvah of Chanukah is relevant. If you have no idea what the history of Chanukah is all about, and all you do is you light candles 8 nights, and someone asks you, well, why are you lighting? Well, that I was taught. That's what you do. Then you're missing something fundamental in the mitzvah of Lokat Ner of Chanukah and celebrating Chanukah. And perhaps when you're learning Hilchot Ishut, and those are laws pertaining to the relationship between husband and wife, man and woman, the Rambam begins by explaining to us what was the normal, expected relationship between a man and a woman prior to Matan Torah. And then he goes on what the Torah commanded us to do. So the background is relevant because it's most probably the mitzvah telling us what you should be doing and what you should not be doing as a Jew committed to the mitzvot of Torah. Now let's get on with this to Hilchot Tshuva. The Rambam begins in Perek Rishon, Halacha Aleph, and I'm going to stop after a few words, you'll see. Kol mitzvot sheba Torah. All of the mitzvot of the Torah. I'm going to ask anyone, a 9-year-old, a 90-year-old, anyone, what are all of the mitzvot of the Torah? And the answer will be 613, Taryag mitzvot. When he says all, I mean all. Yet the Rambam continues to say, "Bein esei, bein lo taseh." There are ways of grouping, categorizing the mitzvot of the Torah. One of them is, well, there's a whole group of mitzvot that are mitzvot taseh, positive commandments. And there's a whole list of negative, what you're not allowed to do, transgressing, violating. And he continues, Kol mitzvot sheba Torah, bein esei bein lo taseh. So the question is an obvious question. Why bother mentioning esei and lo taseh? I already said all of the mitzvot of the Torah. So someone might think to say, wait a second. Maybe not all of the mitzvot in the Torah require the rules of tshuva that I'm going to present to you in a moment, says the Rambam. And I'm telling you that's not so. It's all of them. So wait a second. I could do that by again simply saying you haven't answered the question. Say just call mitzvot sheba Torah. And that means all. How is all 613 doesn't include everything. Yes, I said call, it includes everything. What do I have to go into detail? And now the Rambam continues. He says, Im asa Adam im avar adam al achat mehem, if man would transgress any one of them, bein bezadon, bein b'shokek, whether he did it premeditatedly, he did it on purpose, he did it knowing what he was doing, or he did it by mistake. He erred, he made a mistake, he was a shogeg. So again, I asked the question, I said to you, kol mitzvot shebat Torah, and I know in the learning the Taryag mitzvot, it includes not only the categories of essay and lotaseh, there's also a category where you do a mitzvah, you do an aveira, b'shogeg, or you do a meida b'zodon, b'mezid. That reflects itself in the type of carbon that they had to bring, a chatot or a noshom, and all different types of them. So again, stick with kol mitzvot shebat Torah. I want to say the following thought. And you say it, and I look at the Rambam, I think it seems that it's obvious that's what the Rambam is coming to tell us. I am liable to think that there are different grades, different levels, different demands of tshuva, and later the vidui. And the Rambam says, why would you say such a thing? Well, there's a difference between I was mevatel a mitzvah taseh, that I didn't put the mezuzah up on my front door, or I didn't put on tefillin this morning, or I didn't daven mincha this afternoon, and a lo taseh where I went out and I had a McDonald's cheeseburger. There's quite a difference between the two. And comes the Rambam and says, whether either one of the two, it might be a difference in the level of tshuva that is demanded of you. Because the truth of the matter is, as the Rambam will express later, that not observing a mitzvah taseh does require less of a level of tshuva than a lo taseh. Or let's talk about Be'bezodon Be'beshogeg. Shabbos, in the middle of the night, Friday night, a person gets up, he has to go to the bathroom. He goes to the bathroom, and he sees the light is out, and by mistake, he forgot that it was Shabbos. He's in dreamland, he's in La La Land, as we say, and he flicks the light on. He says, oh, Gevalt, it's Shabbos, what am I doing? He did this Be'shogeg. Now, for that, you got to do tshuva. No question about it, the Rambam says. But compare that to a guy that gets up in the middle of the night of Friday night, the same scenario. He goes to the bathroom, the lights are off, he knows it's Shabbos, he says, I am not going to sit in the bathroom, whatever it is, without the lights on. It's Shabbos. Forget about it. Even if it is Shabbos, I am going to put the lights on. He's doing that bizodon. That requires, no question, a higher level of tshuva. And let me give you another simple comparison. You have two people that are balei tshuva, both in the age of 40. Reuven, the age of 40, is a total baal tshuva. Till he was 38 years old, he didn't even know that he was Jewish. He came to the Kotel, and the guy at the Kotel says, hey, you're Jewish? He says, I don't think so. My father's not Jewish. He says, well, what about your mother? Of course my mother's Jewish. Well, I want to tell you something. You are Jewish, Reuven. And if you're Jewish, you got to observe all of the mitzvot. And Reuven becomes now a baal tshuva. Now, he comes and he has to confess that for 38 years, he did not do any mitzvot, and he has to repent. But he turns to Rabban Shalom, he says to him, Rabban Shalom, I am not to blame for this. Okay? I have to do tshuva, I have to repent, I have to go on to the right derech, And I have to say, boy, I missed out on 38 years of Torah and Avodah. But that's a low level of tshuva should be demanded upon me, from me. Shimon, the 40-year-old, the other person, is a Baal tshuva. For 20 years of his life, he was raised in a real Torah Dikah home. He was raised in Lakewood. At the age of 20, he went off to Derech. And for 18 years, till the age of 38, 39, he was a Shegetz Gomer. He observed nothing. He ate Shreifus on Yom Kippur. Nothing from nothing. And then at the age of 39, he wakes up, he says, what am I, nuts? Why I went off the Derech? I have to go back on the Derech. And he goes to the rabbi and he says, Rabbi Rambam, what do I have to do? You have to do tshuva. And you better do a serious amount of tshuva. Because for 18, 19 years, you did things wrong and you did it bezadon. You knew it was Shabbos. You knew it was treif. You knew everything was osur. And you still violated it. You still transgressed it. So logic dictates to us, when a person does tshuva, the level of tshuva, the level of vidui, what happens after the actions of the tshuva and of the vidui? What does he do the next day and the next week and the next year and the next Yom Kippur and so on and so forth? That depends upon the seriousness of the Avera that he did, or the Averot that he did. But you have to do tshuva, and you have to do vidui. It's bein esei, bein lotase, bein shogeg, bein bezodom. Tshuva is required. But what level, as I will continue, says the Rambam, you will see the differences in the level. And if you take this concept that I'm trying to express to you, that there are levels of tshuva demanded upon a person, which is quite logical, you will understand, therefore, how the Rambam continues, and sometimes you see minute changes in his language. Tshuva before vidui, vidui before tshuva. What is tshuva gemura? What is that he should cry, and he should fast, and he should pray, and he should change his name, and he should move out of the neighborhood? What is that? Because once he forgot to say Birkas HaMazon, or if he got to make a bracha achrona, he has to go through all of that torturing of himself? Or is that the person that was on the derech and knew exactly the way he had to live? And b'mezid, b'zodon, he went off the derech. Man, you got a serious thing, a serious undertaking. The demands of tshuva from you are very, very difficult. Yiratzon, that a person should be able to have that insight, looking himself in the mirror and say, on what level did I go wrong? And then I go to a friend of Rabbeinu Shalom and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm sorry for what I did. I repent. I do tshuva. I do vidui. And hopefully you will help me, that I will continue atanot and yad laposhim, that I can continue on the straight derech for the rest of my life, to grow me chayel al chayel, from one strength to another strength, amen.